Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Ron, I got to bounce back here from a tough first quarter. I played like Jake Luton in the first quarter. It was the technical issues. It was like the coach was trying to talk to me through the helmet and it kept getting cut off at the beginning of the show. That threw me off. It was just a horrible first quarter. Give me some encouraging words as we get started with the second quarter here, please.
Well, I thought you rallied and rebounded quite nicely. I mean, you kept your focus, which is always important this time of year. You got to keep your focus no matter what you're doing. These shows get bigger and bigger as the season goes on, and I thought you handled it very well.
Thank you. That sets me straight here, moving into quarter number two, and Jeff Hathorn is on the Hall and Capitas fan hotline, Steelers beat guy. Hello, Jeff. How are you?
Hello, Joe. Don't let that first quarter define you. These last three quarters will show them what you are and what you're made of. Go out there and do it.
I just hope I'm not Jake Luton for real here, Jeff. All right, the injury situation seems important, mixed with the COVID situation, sort of all in one big ball here with both teams, really. So what can we expect Steelers-wise? Who's coming back? Who's going to play? Do you think Vance McDonald will play? Are Hayden and Juju okay to go? That Juju situation was very odd the other day.
Yeah, and Randy Fichtner just compared him to Hines and said, you know, we need Juju. Like back in the day, he would say we need Hines for as much for his toughness overall throughout a game as anything. We're going to find out more when they hit the practice field. We'll see if they're able to go. I feel better about Joe Hayden than I do Juju, but I really need to see those guys on the practice field. I do think we'll see Vance McDonald back, especially after the injury to Zach Gentry. I think that if you had any question about holding him out for whatever reason, I mean, he's healthy. He's clear of COVID. There's no reason he shouldn't be able to jump in there and play. And for Baltimore, man, you lose your top two running backs. That's rough. Although I'll say this, when I was down at the game in Baltimore earlier this month, I was listening to our sister station, The Fan, driving in, and their Ravens insider was saying he thought that Gus Edwards was the best back to go against the Steelers defense, that his style of running benefited the Ravens more than the other tailbacks they had. Now, he was saying that knowing that Edwards wouldn't be a featured runner. Could he have sustained success against the Steelers? I don't know. I just thought it popped in the back of my mind because I remember hearing it when we were driving and thought, wow, really? Gus Edwards? But maybe there is a matchup there that Baltimore can use to their advantage.
Well, Gus Edwards, correct me if I'm wrong. I think I remember being in Baltimore for that last game last year when Lamar Jackson didn't play. And Gus Edwards had a big day against them. He's a capable ball toter in the NFL, Jeff. Am I not right on that?
He is, and he's a very north and south guy. He's not a guy that's going to dance around or is really going to bust one to the outside. But he hits that hole with a passion. And, yeah, I mean, listen, the Ravens aren't just going to fall off the world in their rush game. That's what they're built for. You know, they're more plug and play in that position than a lot of teams. So, I mean, there'll be a fall off because you don't have your two main guys, but you're right. Edwards can play, and I'll be interested to see what Justice Hill gives them, assuming he is their backup tailback.
Jeff, Steelers defensively going into this game, and I know Keith Butler was asked about this today, whether they've, you know, quote, figured out Lamar Jackson. It sure looks like they figured him out better than most teams, maybe any team this side of Kansas City, doesn't it?
Yeah, I would definitely say through the air. I mean, they're still giving him some yardage, but who doesn't give him yards on the ground? And I think it's just, I don't know if it's much as much the plan they have against Lamar Jackson as Steelers defense is pretty good. And I think, you know, they rise to the challenge of Baltimore. It is that, you know, throw the records out type matchup. And I think they get fired up to face an MVP. He is going to be more key than ever because of their injuries at tailback. But I like that, you know, if Hayden's back, assuming Hayden is back, I love where the health of this defense is right now. You get Wormley back, who's a, you know, a run-stuffing guy that you could work in there with Alu-Alu, who is, you know, is back, and you've got some young depth guys. Alonzo Highsmith, remember, made a huge play against Lamar Jackson in the third quarter in the last matchup. So you're developing some depth, which I think is going to be so big, not just for this game, but as they go through the last six.
I know everything is tenuous with COVID, but it looks like, Jeff, that they really dodged a bullet here. That, you know, the game is scheduled to go on. Looks like it's going to go on. I know the tests can come back positive at any time, but there had to be a few nervous moments yesterday, I would have assumed, when it was first announced that the Ravens had multiple players test positive.
Yeah, and it was such an ominous statement, you know, and it made you feel when you first saw it, like, oh, man. Especially with what we saw in college last Saturday and all those games postponed or canceled because of COVID. And you thought, wow, finally the NFL is going to have a game where, you know, over the last few weeks they've been good, where they're going to have to move. And thankfully, I think they'll get this in. And honestly, you know, this is a huge moment, a huge stage for the NFL. It's the only sporting event going on. It's Thanksgiving night. You have the eyes of the, you know, of the public on you. I really didn't doubt they were going to play us unless just a massive outbreak happened, just because it is on a highlight day in your season.
Jeff, we've batted this topic around a lot over the last week. How badly do the Steelers need a better running game? Do they need one that's significantly better even than the one we saw this past Sunday? Or does this Ben spread them out, dice them up, short passing game work as a running game?
Well, you know, I think it depends on your definition of running game. I think as long as they have a threat of a run game, where if you play so far off the line of scrimmage that the Steelers can make you pay for that, as long as they have that threat, and can make, at times, play actions believable, and can get you a third and one if needed, that's all they require out of this run game. They don't need it to go for 150 every game, because the core of their offense, the talent in their offense, is in their receiving core and their quarterback. So as long as they can develop enough of a threat of a run game to where defenses have to play them more honest, that's all they need. I think some people want to see, you know, a run offense with the totals that the Ravens will normally give you or what the Patriots are doing this year. They don't need that. They just need a threat. And as long as they have a threat, their offense is going to hum fine.
Joe, Jeff, what's anything come out of today's Zoom sessions? I believe Ben was speaking and a few other guys. Have they had those yet? Anything come out?
So Ben is going to talk in about 40 minutes. I asked Keith Butler a horrible question, so there's that. You know those times you just start saying a question and it goes wrong and you just can't shut up and get out of your own way? That was
well, you got to tell us Butler. You got to tell us what you ask him. You can't leave us hanging here like that.
Well, I was trying to ask him about the depth, and I just, instead of just saying, do you feel good about your depth in subbing guys in, I somehow asked about, you know, giving your guys, instead of saying giving your guys a blow, I asked about giving your guys blow, which would be not only an issue for the NFL, but probably hurt their overall health if that's what they did. So that would be a problem. And you know, sometimes you stumble over yourself, and that was me.
What did Coach Butts have to say? Did he give you a dad gummit when he responded to that?
No, he felt some sympathy for me, I believe, and just kind of answered the question. At least he knew the direction I was going, so he indulged me and answered the question. But I'll say this for what Randy said. I thought this was interesting. He said they are continuing to look for more ways to get Benny Snell and Anthony McFarland involved in the offense. He says he understands, and what they debate is, you know, trying to get one running back into a flow, but he believes that Benny Snell has earned more snaps and that they want to use Anthony McFarland more. So it looks like from the run game we're going to see more of, you know, James Conner with 13 to 17 carries, and you're going to see more Benny Snell, and you're going to see McFarland kind of like we saw in the Jacksonville game.
Jeff Hathorn on the line with us. So there was a lot of consternation about Ray McLeod gaining a couple of carries, if you want to call it that, and Anthony McFarland in the game the other day. Jeff, I had no problem with it. McLeod's had some big moments for this team. I mean, just because it didn't work doesn't mean that I'm going to rip it and say don't do it again. I like both those guys. I think they both could potentially, and in McFarland's case, or I'm sorry, in McLeod's case, already have offered something to the team.
Yeah, McLeod's proven to be a bit of a game breaker. He's like that guy that maybe since, what, Stephon Logan, probably the best returner they've had in a long time. And I think I don't mind the plays. I just think those plays aren't working because they haven't had success running up the middle. So, you know, those jet sweeps aren't going to be as valuable because defense is already going east and west because that's the way the Steelers are running it because they haven't been running it up the middle. But, yeah, I don't mind touches for Ray McLeod. I mean, as long as you're not taking them away from, you know, Chase Claypool, who I believe is better, or Deontay Johnson. I like finding ways to get him the football because he's a guy that could, you know, take a 2-yard gain and make it 50 in a hurry.
We're talking to Jeff Hathorn here on the Cook and Joe Show, our Steelers insider. Jeff, Ben is starting to get some talk as MVP around the league. Why aren't people considering him? That question has been asked over and over again. He downplays it, I know, but I have to think some people, if they keep winning like this, are going to have to really notice what he's doing.
Yeah, it's like was said yesterday. You know, you keep winning all these games. I think it was Eric Ebron that said, you know, you keep winning, you're going to force your way into that conversation. You know, you get into this. I don't think Ben is the most talented player in the NFL. But to say that he's not at least in top 10 valuable players in the NFL is asinine. I mean, look at the difference with the Pittsburgh Steelers with Ben Roethlisberger and without. And I think there are other quarterbacks that would have a similar impact on their team. You know, again, I'm not saying that he's more talented right now than Patrick Mahomes, but if you're going to have an award for who's the most valuable player, Ben Roethlisberger has to be in that conversation because this is a completely different Steeler team this year than what we saw last year, and it's most of the same parts except for one guy.
Jeff, we appreciate the time. I know Ron and I both feel like you're a wonderful man.
Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving to you both.
You too, man.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.